Shkoyach, good morning all. As we get to the conclusion of davening, there are a few final halachos that are important to be aware of. The first is that when we say Ashrei at the end of davening, so there are different things that we see people do in Ashrei, specifically in the verse Poseach es yadecha maspiel lechol charetzon, that the notion that God is opening up his hands to us. So the Ashkenaz custom is to kiss our tefillin at this moment. We first kiss our tefillin shal yad, and then we kiss our tefillin shal rosh. For Sfardim, the custom is usually potech et yadecha, that you actually open up your hands. Personally, I've always tried to do both customs because usually you can fit them in. However, it's probably ideal to prioritize the Ashkenaz custom if you are Ashkenazi, and to prioritize the Sfardi custom if you are Sfard. When we get to the end of davening, so you'll see in different shuls that there are different people who take off their tefillin and their talis and get ready to leave at different times. The appropriate thing to do is to keep your tefillin on minimally at least through Aleinu. There's actually an idea that the notion of leaving before Aleinu is considered somewhat of a sin because of the fact that it is very much included in part of davening, and not just that, but it's also considered a very special prayer. I think there are books now written on the significance of Aleinu l'shabeach. So once you do their best to keep their tefillin on and to at least stay, even if they have to leave, to make sure you stay at least through Aleinu. When a person leaves the shul, there is a strong custom to leave not with your back facing towards the Aron Kodesh, which it's very easy to do that because you just walk right out and your back will be facing. So there is a custom to at least turn a little bit sideways and maybe bow your head slightly towards the Aron, even if you're in a conversation. You can easily sort of maneuver yourself a little bit just to show some reverence towards the Aron and the fact that you're walking away from a holy place. And finally, there is a halacha that one should not run out of shul, that one, even if you have somewhere to go, okay, so you take 3 extra seconds and you walk slowly like a mansion, not run out of shul, because running out of shul would demonstrate that you are trying to get away from shul, and of course no one ever wants to get away from shul, so one should do their best to walk as slowly and, you know, normally as possible, not to take large strides or large steps out. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.